The Morning Playhouse.
They knew that I had utterly humiliated myself. And at the end of the day, they respected that.
Y94.
21 degrees, slick outside in Fargo Moorhead. Playhouse of the Morning, Y94, the number one hit music station. Winter storm warning, that is in effect until 6 a.m. tomorrow. So all day, some interesting things ahead of us. It is kind of slick outside this morning in some spots. As the day continues this afternoon, blowing and drifting snow, maybe another 3 to 4 inches. And overnight, the fun will continue pretty much clear till 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. So maybe it wasn't quite what you expected to wake up to today. You probably thought it was going to be worse, but it's just delayed, I think, a little bit. So icy this morning, blowing and drifting, more snow later on today. The highlights. Family drama generally comes with the holidays. You get those people together, tensions arise, it happens. As is the case with Angie, if you could just kind of run through this, and we'll talk about it, okay?
Hey, I'm wondering how other parents have dealt with things like this. I love my mother, and I love Christmas, and I just feel like I love Christmas in a different way than my mother does.
How so?
Well, she really gets into the glitz and the glamour of Christmas, and she loves Frosty and Santa and showering people with gifts. And I have so many amazing memories of coming down on Christmas morning and the entire room just filled with beautiful gifts. And my mother gave me a wonderful childhood, and I appreciate everything she's done and everything she's given me. But I'm just trying to raise my son differently.
And your mom doesn't seem to understand that, I take it.
Not at all. I mean, my son is 7, so he's old enough to understand the lessons that we're trying to teach him about what Christmas is about. And we're really involved in our church, and my husband doesn't want Christmas to be exclusively about gifts. So we've been very conservative about what we've been giving him, and we've asked our relatives to do the same, which everyone seems to be okay with except my mother.
So do you have any idea what she wants to give him?
Oh, yeah. She's got a guest bedroom full of stuff for all the grandkids. Probably 10 new outfits for each grandkid. She bought a Wii for my son and games and a bicycle and DVDs and other random stuff. And she was showing me this, and I could feel my face was just getting red. And I told her I needed to return some of the things, that she could only give him one or two gifts. And she said, it's Christmas, and I can give whatever I want to whoever I want. And we haven't talked since. And I'm almost to the point where I don't even want to see her until the new year.
Would she be willing to adopt an older grandchild, maybe?
She's got a bunch of grandkids, and she spoils them all.
And you just want nothing to do with that.
I mean, I think giving gifts is fine. I just think it needs to be about more than gifts. So get one special thing, okay? But then what else is it about? It's about family. It's about food. It's about giving. It's about Jesus. It's about a lot of things. It's not about gifts. I mean, it shouldn't be.
But I got to imagine, who's going to listen to this and go, I don't agree with her, or I think she's doing something bad with her child. Like, you sound like a great parent. You sound like you're trying to teach good values. So really, when it comes to advice, what you're looking for people to do, I got to imagine it's more, how do you deal with a family member that is just such on a different end of the spectrum as you are?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You know what? There's got to be someone else that's dealt with this. We'll kind of lob it out there and see what people have to say for you, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. So here's the thing. Three of us in the room, we don't have kids. So I can toss some guesses out there, but I don't have any experience here. Maggie doesn't. Rat doesn't. So thoughts on that one for Angie. 2378. You can text 35270. Mom likes to just shower. Vomit gifts all over people, and there's just a different set of ideas that's trying to be presented in this family with Angie and her kids. And Mom doesn't understand. It's Christmas. I'll give whoever I want, whatever I want, I think is what she said. How would you handle someone like that in your family who is completely just ignoring what you want to do in terms of raising your kids? 237 hits. You can text 35270. Your thoughts on the way. I hope.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse with Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Y94.
Let me live that fantasy. 7:40 in the morning. It is 20 degrees and slick outside in the valley. Playhouse in the Morning airs here and only here on Y94, the number one hit music station that plays all the hits. We're Zero, Rat, and Maggie. Good morning. When you hear Rat tinkering around in his laboratory, our very own lab rat, trying to turn coal into diamonds. Remember, that is your cue to call us and be caller 9 at 237-HITS. We'll get you qualified for $500 from Y94 and Schmidt's Gems and Fine Jewelry to spend on whatever shiny thing at the jewelry store you might like to. I bet you that happens relatively soonish. Now, we are at 237-HITS and over our text club at 35270, chatting with Angie, who, if you missed her kind of kick this off, here's basically what she's dealing with.
I love my mother, and I love Christmas. And I just feel like I love Christmas in a different way than my mother does.
How so?
Well, she really gets into the glitz and the glamour of Christmas, and she loves Frosty and Santa and showering people with gifts. And I have so many amazing memories of coming down on Christmas morning and the entire room just filled with beautiful gifts. And my mother gave me a wonderful childhood, and I appreciate everything she's done and everything she's given me. But I'm just trying to raise my son differently. I mean, my son is 7, so he's old enough to understand the lessons that we're trying to teach him about what Christmas is about. And we're really involved in our church, and my husband doesn't want Christmas to be exclusively about gifts. So we've been very conservative about what we've been giving him, and we've asked our relatives to do the same, which everyone seems to be okay with except my mother.
So do you have any idea what she wants to give him?
Oh, yeah. She's got a guest bedroom full of stuff for all the grandkids, probably 10 new outfits for each grandkid. She bought a Wii for my son and games and a bicycle and DVDs and other random stuff. And she was showing me this, and I could feel my face was just getting red. And I told her I needed to return some of the things, that she could only give him one or two gifts. And she said, it's Christmas, and I can give whatever I want to whoever I want. And we haven't talked since. And I'm almost to the point where I don't even want to see her until the new year.
So Grandma wants to give the grandchild a whole bunch of stuff. And Angie's like, well, we're trying to do things a little bit different in our family. I want him to understand that's not what it's about entirely, or at least not for us. What do I do? Has anyone else dealt with this before? And how? 237, it's you can text 35270. What were your thoughts for Angie? Hi.
I think that she should just let the grandmother give the gift to her son. Because she also needs to, she can't control everyone. And she needs to teach her son the same thing, that you can't control what others do. And just try to still imply the lessons. And if he starts to act spoiled or anything like that, she can always take him away, for whatever, ground him from him.
Okay, appreciate the advice. Thank you so much this morning. Now, right as you look at the text club at 35270, what are you seeing there?
Let her give him the gifts. He will feel bad if he sees his cousins getting a lot and he doesn't. Then encourage him to keep a few and donate the rest to kids in need. She's a grandma, and it's her job to spoil the grandkids. Why stop it? Somebody else says, start celebrating New Year's with gifts and big dinner. Tell your mom to give him the rest of the gifts for New Year's. On another note, I would give your mom a choice. She either follows your rules since it's your child, or she doesn't get to spend Christmas with you. Also, I was always taught that you're supposed to give your children a better childhood than you had. Let grandma spoil them.
All right. So most people, it would seem, are saying, Angie, grandma, let her do what she's going to do. Hi, what are you thinking?
I think Angie needs to lighten up, to be honest with you. You know, my mom did the same thing to my daughter, and I'm so glad she did. You know, she knew at home she wouldn't get those kind of things, but yet grandma spoiled her, and my mom lived for that. And now she's gone. I tell you, that was her time. Let her go with it and let the kid have some gifts. I think she's got to lighten up. That's just me, but...
All right, we appreciate it. You know, I'll tell you, this is distinctly the opposite of the advice I thought we would be getting.
Really?
But that being said, there's no wrong answer. It's just what is your opinion on this. For some reason, I thought people would be more confrontational with grandma. But maybe that's just because I probably would be a little more confrontational.
See,
personally.
And I'm just like, grandparents are going to spoil. That's what they do. They spoil their grandkids.
That's
Let
what
her
grandma
have her
does.
Yes.
She showers with gifts. That's how grandma is. All right, 237 hits. You can text 35270. I do see the blinky lines. So certainly your thoughts at 237 hits as we play Eminem and Rihanna. This is The Monster.
I'm friends with the monster, the sun.
Playhouse in the morning, Y94, the number one hit music station. We're Zero, Rat, and Maggie. By the way, our studios on 25th Street, 1020 25th Street South, the Y94 studios, an official drop-off site for Toys for Tots this year. The Playhouse Play Sleigh is what we're calling it. So if you would like to donate a new unwrapped toy to the Playhouse Play Sleigh for Toys for Tots, you can do so here at our studios on 25th Street during business hours. All the details are online on the Morning Show blog at Y94.com. Chatting with Angie this morning. Here's the 60-second recap of her issue.
I love my mother, and I love Christmas. I just feel like I love Christmas in a different way than my mother does. She really gets into the glitz and the glamour of Christmas, and she loves Frosty and Santa and showering people with gifts. But I'm just trying to raise my son differently. I mean, my son is 7, so he's old enough to understand the lessons that we're trying to teach him about what Christmas is about. And we're really involved in our church, and my husband doesn't want Christmas to be exclusively about gifts.
So do you have any idea what she wants to give him?
Oh, yeah. She's got a guest bedroom full of stuff for all the grandkids. Probably 10 new outfits for each grandkid. She bought a Wii for my son and games and a bicycle and DVDs and other random stuff. And she was showing me this, and I could feel my face was just getting red. And I told her I needed to return some of the things, that she could only give him one or two gifts. And she said, it's Christmas, and I can give whatever I want to whoever I want. And we haven't talked since. And I'm almost to the point where I don't even want to see her until the new year.
What would you do if that was you? If you're Angie, 237 hits, you can text 35270. The majority of the advice we've gotten so far is grandma's going to do what she's going to do, leave her be. Kind of shocked that we're so unconfrontational today, but I guess it is the holidays. Your thoughts?
Yeah, no. So I'm totally on the opposite scale of the spectrum. I disagree with almost everything everybody's been saying, and I agree with Angie that it's her child, and yes, I do understand that it is sometimes the role of the grandparents to spoil, but at the level she was talking about, where she has an entire room devoted in her house for presents for her grandchildren, oh my. Like, I don't agree. I think that Angie has every right to monitor what her children is getting for Christmas. And I think that by letting grandma give all of the gifts and then mom trying to take them away is going to look, it's just not going to work. Like, the kid is going to see all of these gifts and then mom tries to take them away, and it's just not going to be pretty. I think mom needs to set the firm boundaries and go with it.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you calling in. Drive safe this morning, okay? 2378, you can text 35270. Maggie, you are often my moral compass. And I do what Maggie would do. Uh-huh. You know how some people have a What Would Jesus Do bracelet?
Uh-huh.
I have a What Would Maggie Do bracelet.
Really?
And a What Would Maggie Do set of boxers.
Oh.
What would Maggie do in this situation? You got grandma trying to shower with gifts and mom trying to say, no, we don't give that many gifts, mom. We kind of do things differently in our family. We're trying to teach a different set of values. Yours aren't wrong. We're just trying to do it differently. If you're Angie, what would you do, Maggie?
I think she just needs to be thankful that her mother is around and is involved in her kid's life and wants to do these things. And, like, I get that she wants to instill values, but you can still do that while he gets gifts. Like, I think that might be the biggest time to do it is like, hey, you know, you're getting all these gifts, but that's not really what this is all about, you know?
You can explain that people celebrate the season, the holiday, Christmas differently.
Exactly.
But how you want them to value it, you can still instill in them,
exactly.
You think. Okay. Right, as far as texts go, what are we seeing there?
I don't have children, but I feel I would instill values with my kids, too. Maybe it comes down to grandma spoiling because that's just what they do. But have the conversation with your son that grandma's views and values Christmas in a different way. Somebody else saying she's thinking about not talking to her mom until after New Year's. She's already missed the point of Christmas if she's letting presents affect her relationship with her mom. Be thankful. As a single mother, my daughter doesn't get much for Christmas, and I would love a grandmother who could afford to get my child those things she really wants, but I can't afford.
What were you thinking? Hi there.
Well, I totally understand where she's coming from. I was just wondering if maybe there's a way that she could take the gifts. I'm sure she'll get receipts, you know, where you get the gift receipt.
Yeah.
And maybe she could turn that into money and put it in a savings account for her son.
Oh, well, there's kind of an interesting idea for sure.
And that would kind of teach him something, you know, about giving and about, you know, keeping the money until later when he wants to spend it, like maybe next summer or whatever.
Yeah.
There would be quite a bit of money where he could do what he want with it.
A thought. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Hi there. It's Playhouse.
Well, I wanted to offer a little advice. I have been through something similar, and I think it's very important that we embrace the small things in life instead of promoting a materialistic, commercialized world.
Mm.
And one of the things that I did, because I had the same problem, was I offered that and kind of promoted early on in the year to do a ski trip instead of buying gifts for the kids. Because it is about family, and it's about spending time and building memories with your relatives. So that's what I'd offer out to Angie.
Maybe find a way for Grandma to invest in more experiences type of things rather than just gifts.
Absolutely.
Thank you. You know, that's an interesting idea. You know, I think we've gotten a lot of really good ideas, some valid ideas for Angie this morning. For me, I'm just always going to do what Maggie would do, which again was real quickly what?
Well, just, you know, make sure that he understands that people celebrate differently and you instill the values you want your children to carry on.
Yeah, what Maggie said.
Yeah.
Yeah. The cue to call to getting qualified for Schmidt's Gems and Fine Jewelry, $500, will happen on the other side of this break.
The Morning Playhouse.
There's a reason they're on the radio.
Chew it slowly. Only think about the taste.
Y94.